Well, welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com as we're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, this past week you were traveling with the Kansas Farm Bureau for their annual USDA report trip, I guess, if you will, or learning experience. First off, what is the purpose of this delegation and your experience in Washington, D.C.?
Number one purpose is to help educate people on exactly what really takes place at these release of monthly USDA grain reports that we all cuss and discuss publicly. And it really shows you what really takes place and really dispels a lot of what you hear takes place.
And Tom, what was kind of the process, the learning experience that you had with traveling to Washington, D.C.?
Well, before we actually left to go to Washington, D.C., we met in Kansas City, where we met one USDA official who's the head people out of their Lincoln office. Then he took us out to a field, a corn and a soybean field, which is actually southwest of Kansas City between the Kansas and Missouri River bottoms, an actual field that is surveyed by the USDA. Three of their people that do surveying was out there to show us how it was done and explain it to us, answer questions, showed us the papers that they fill out. And that's one thing about it. You look at the papers they fill out, doesn't mean nothing to us. It only means things to the people back in Washington when they get it to decipher it. It helped to understand a lot of the process that was explained to us when we did get to Washington, D.C., and the people up there in the lockup was explaining to us how they use this information. The thing that's amazing is, in corn, out of all the acres of corn in the United States, only about a five-acre amount, when you put all these small little plots together, is used to determine yield potential, and only about an acre out of the soybeans. And we're not talking about the fields that they survey. This is putting them all together. It seems very hard to understand how they come up with yield like that, but that gives them the big picture of the whole United States.
And when you were there, of course, the crop production report, it came out on a Wednesday. I believe that was August 12th. And, you know, kind of what's kind of the lineup for the day? How long do they kind of negotiate these numbers in the lockup?
Well, in the lockup that we was in, there was no negotiating the numbers. They had already been set in place. The actual figuring of what the numbers were, deciphering all the information that comes into them, that actually had taken place over several hours before we had gotten there. But we got to see the process of how they bring the numbers in, how they look at them, how they figure out what the final numbers are that are to be released. We got to walk into the lockup room where the announcement is made to the head USDA officials, either the Secretary of Ag Vilsack or one of his undersecretaries that is there to listen to about an hour-long presentation of all the numbers that were released, along with them signing off on the numbers that were released. So we got to see the actual numbers about 30 minutes before they was released to the public in that lockup session.
And kind of monitoring the lockup, did you get a good sense of the security of USDA?
Extremely secure. It would take some time to tell you all the different procedures that we went through from when we walked into the USDA building that we were supposed to be at to the different parts of the USDA building that we were in. Everything from checking our credentials, our photo IDs, to making sure we were on the list that was allowed to come in, to issuing us visitor passes, to taking our electronic cell phone devices and stuff away from us, locking them into a lockup box that we had the key to before we went into another part of the lockup, to going through another security where they once again checked everything on our clothes to make sure we weren't carrying nothing in, and another electronic device that made sure we weren't trying to smuggle in any kind of electronic device. Very, very secured. Very, very organized in how they do it.
When the numbers came out on Wednesday, obviously it shocked the market and it was higher than what traders were expecting. Did you have that sense when you were sitting in the lockup of that same feeling too?
Well, considering, you know, a lot of the people that was in there with us understood, you know, what the estimates were, beforehand, and when we walked into that room, the numbers were on papers already on our chairs that where we was going to sit at. So like 30 minutes before the numbers were released, we were actually saw the numbers and was able to sit there and go through the numbers. And you could hear moans and groans in the room because there was other farmers in there that they're like, you know, I can't hardly believe this. So, yes, we pretty much had an idea of probably how the market was going to react.
Was it different for you to actually be sitting in the room versus being in your office in Kansas and pulling up the data off the computer there?
Completely different, because I felt like I was doing a disservice to my clients because I wasn't there to talk to them, to help them, to advise them. So it was kind of a real terrible feeling to be there and not be able to talk to them and, you know, help them through the understanding of the numbers and stuff like that. So it was tough.
Overall, what did you think of this experience?
A great experience. I would encourage anyone to go through this experience that I just went through on Wednesday to take advantage of it. It's not offered to everyone, I realize that, but it is a great experience. The one thing that I would tell people is a lot of things that you've probably heard over the years and you might believe, which are negative, that there's corruption, there's all kinds of leaks and stuff like that. I would think that if you went through what I did, it would dispel those thoughts from your head. One comment I have made, it's a quote that I heard a long time ago, and I think it really pertains to this, is try to be informed instead of just opinionated. And that's really the way it is about this USDA report. If you're more informed about how it really works, I think it would change some of maybe the negative thoughts that there are out there about those USDA numbers.
Well, it's been a pleasure as we've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities as he gives us insight from participating in the lockup at the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C. this past week. On the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.